Well, welcome to another episode of Learning to Lead. I'm Trevor DeVage, lead pastor at Christ Church at Mason in Mason, Ohio. And today on this episode, I'm really excited because I'm sitting with one of my favorite leaders in the country, a guy that has poured a lot of life into me and a group of other guys, Cal Jernigan from Central Christian Church out in Mesa, Gilbert, and all over the Phoenix area. You guys have campuses everywhere. But Cal, thanks for being on here today. Thanks for being on this episode. And man, I'm really excited. Tell everybody a little bit about your where you're at, what you're doing, what your church is about, and kind of what, how you guys are reaching the Phoenix area.
Yeah. Well, I've been here 28 years. I came here back in 1987. I was the head of the youth ministry, did that for about a decade, and then I was asked to succeed the then leaving senior pastor, Leroy Lawson. So that took about 2.5 years of a training. And then since 1999, I've been the senior pastor. And we're a church that is really committed to the idea of Luke 9:23, the idea of dying to yourself, taking up your cross, following Jesus. We're a very anti-consumerism, anti-kind of marketing kind of a mentality, which sets us apart from a lot of churches.
Yep.
We just see this thing differently.
Yeah. Well, in that, I would say too, Cal, I want to celebrate with you guys, and I know you would never say this on a podcast or anywhere else, but you guys hit a pretty massive milestone this last year here at Central, where you averaged this year. What was your average for 2014 coming into 15?
Yeah, 2014 was the first year that as a church we averaged over 10,000, and we were at like 10,030, just a handful over. But for the first time ever getting over that mark, and
dude, that's
obviously
awesome.
That's massive. A huge deal.
I mean, you guys are having an incredible impact in the Phoenix area. One of the things I love about you, Cal, is you are and I know you wouldn't say this about yourself either, but you really are, you're kind of a leadership guru in a lot of ways. And I know you read leadership, you teach leadership. Leadership is a really big deal to you. And you have a good leadership culture here at Central. And I'm going to ask a weird question on the front of this, but what would you say maybe in your mind is the biggest leadership failure you have had to face? And that's a hard question.
How much time do we have, Trev?
A number
of things come to mind, but probably the biggest leadership failure is a failure to lead in leadership. And by that, I mean this. When I took this thing over, this was an established church. There's an older church. I was a youth guy. I stepped in. A bunch of the people that I inherited were older than me and had more experience in ministry than me. And so I stepped in, and basically what I did was I failed to lead. And I assumed that my staff knew things they didn't know. I assumed they understood things they didn't understand. I came out of the youth ministry arm of our church, which meant that I kind of had my own silo over here and doing my thing, and then step in and just realize how far behind we were in so many areas. So I neglected to lead. I felt it was presumptuous for me to take a pin to a whiteboard and go, look, guys, here's the deal. And then about, you know, a few years into the burn, I started realizing these guys don't know what I think they know. And so then I just flipped that switch and have really kicked into a teaching mode where I teach the staff. But failure to teach is failure to lead, and that was my biggest mistake.
Yeah. Well, on the flip side of that, and sometimes this is a harder question to answer than that one, just because of the nature of ministry. Every guy I've talked to so far has had trouble answering this next question, but what has been your greatest leadership success in your mind? And I know some people would go, oh, well, you've got church of 10,000, that's your success, but I know that's not what you would say to that. And what would you say has been your greatest leadership success?
Yeah, I think what comes to my mind on that question is this, that, you know, I succeeded Leroy Lawson. Leroy Lawson's a legend. Leroy Lawson's a statesman. He's, you know, he's a patriarch. And, you know, being able to step in after him was unenviable, to say the least. And, you know, being compared to him, surviving that right, was honestly my greatest success. And then being able to take a church, it was aging as he, you know, as he was getting older, and you know the deal, more and more people, you know, kind of around his demographic were hanging out at Central. And I was, you know, 20 some years younger than him when I took over, but being able to transform a culture without killing the church. It's a newer church now. It's a younger church. It's very different, a different mindset. But leading through that would definitely be what comes to my mind. That's been hard.
Well, and I would agree that's been just watching from afar, taking over for a guy like Leroy, who is a legend and is one of the most humble guys I know. And I know you would say that too. But then taking that culture.
I wouldn't say that about him. No, I'm kidding. He is a great guy.
He is. Well, let me ask this. What's the best piece of leadership advice you've ever been given? Somebody maybe fed that line to you, or something you just keep replicating. What would you say has been that best piece of advice you've been given?
Yeah, that one's really really easy. Things are never as good as you think they are, and things are never as bad as you think they are. And the problem is that when it's good, you think it's really, really good, and you over celebrate. You get, you know, you believe what we've crossed every bridge, we've climbed every mountain, every obstacle has been removed, and you get really, you know, jacked up, excited, and it doesn't take long until the next thing hits, and then you realize, oh my goodness, we have some serious issues. And the flip side of that is also very, very true, which is wherever you're frustrated, you're discouraged, you're down, you feel like, man, I just want to quit. Nothing's working. You know, everyone's going to some other church or whatever you're feeling. Hang in there, because whatever you're feeling, it's not as bad as that. And good times come and good times go, and bad times come and bad times go. That never is good, never is bad.
Yeah, well, that's good. And there's a couple leadership statements that you've given us. I know my elders came out here and spent some time with you, some of my staff. I love the statement that your ability to grow a church is directly proportional to your ability to handle pain.
Yeah, and that's not mine. That's Don Wilson's.
Sure.
But I think he's dead on.
Yeah.
What happens is that, you know, it's harder. I really believe with all my heart, leading a church is harder than anybody ever talks about. You go to a conference, you go to a seminar, you listen to a podcast. It sounds easy. And it sounds like if you just, you know, apply this formula, do these things, and magically, you know, this is incredible success is going to follow you. It's not, I just don't believe it's that easy at all. And I think a lot of times we go to conferences and truthfully come away more discouraged than encouraged, because we don't see happening in our ministry what's happening in somebody else's ministry. And the ministry is just full of setbacks and pain and relational disasters and relational disappointments. And it's so easy to just want to quit. Yeah. The guys who really honestly, I think, do significant things have developed the tolerance to fight through the pain and not cave.
Yeah. It's so good. And I think myself as a young leader, we've got a mutual friend that's in our mentor group that we had the same conversation with recently of just stay the course. I think that statement's been said to me more in the last 2.5 years, yep, 3 years of ministry
don't
than ever
quit.
Before. Yeah.
Don't quit.
Yeah. Stay in it. Well, man, last thing, if there was one resource that you could give right now to young leaders, what would you say? Hey, you need to go grab this resource or check this out or read this or listen to this or see this, or what would that be?
Oh my, that one's really hard, because I don't know that I would say there's one thing that stands out above the rest. Obviously, all the Andy Stanley material you can get your hands on, all the Catalyst material you can get your hands on. I'm a huge fan of the Leadership Summit. That would be another resource I would really go after. I would just place myself. I would not hesitate to place myself in environments where I hear things that I don't intuitively know and that challenge me and rock my world a bit. And I would do that unhesitatingly.
Yeah. Well, buddy, I thank you for just hanging out on this episode. And thanks for being willing to sit down. You're about to walk on stage and preach here in 10 minutes. We're sitting in your green room right now.
Hey, can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me just throw this one thing. You and I have talked a lot about this, and I really do think it's relevant to this conversation. And that is this. One of the huge lessons we've learned around here is in leading a church, you have to make hard calls. And when you make hard calls, there's fallout and the courage to just say, you know what, we're going to do what we need to do. But this principle, and you and I have talked about this a lot, that every good decision you make, if it's a really good decision, you have to be prepared to let it set you back before it moves you forward. And you have to be willing to pay the price before you ever reap a dividend. And a lot of people don't make the hard calls. And Trev, young leaders coming up, I would just tell you, this is about courage and it's about wisdom to know what to do and when to do it, and then pulling the trigger and going, this is what needs to happen, realizing we will pay a price, but ultimately if it's a good call, it'll move us forward.
Yeah.
That is something I would encourage young people to do.
Yeah, that's massive.
About.
That's probably been the biggest piece of advice we've been given from you and others, is that everything is going to cost you something,
yep,
but ultimately it's going to give you the reward you're looking for.
Pay the price.
Yeah. Well, man, that is great stuff. I'm looking forward to hearing you preach this weekend. Thanks for letting me be here at Central with you, and thanks for being on this episode of Learning to Lead.
Thank you, Trev.
Thanks, buddy.
Love you, man.
Well, I hope you just enjoyed this episode of Learning to Lead. Do us a favor. If you're on any platform, whether it's Anchor app, it's Stitcher, it's the iTunes podcasting store, wherever that may be, do us a favor. Click that subscribe button and you will be the first to get the content when it comes out. Also, if you're on the Anchor app, you can leave us voicemails in the app. You can ask questions in regards to the episode you just heard or questions about leadership that you would like for us to answer in future episodes. Also, if you know somebody that is a great leader and you want to know more from them, send us their information. We would love to feature them. Or maybe that's you. You want to be featured on our podcast. We would love to interview you as well. You can also get content not just from our podcast, but you can also get stuff from the blog. If you go to trevordevage.com and then you click on the blog tab, we've got more content there dealing with leadership and dealing with ministry and everyday life. So go on over there. You can pick up these episodes there and get bonus content as well. We will hopefully see and hear from you on the next episode of Learning to Lead.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.